U.S. government cuts will affect relief work. College students are attacked in Ethiopia, and the I Am Second message is going global. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. With nearly a billion people suffering from hunger worldwide, the U.S. Congress is looking at gutting international aid. Food for the Hungry's David Evans calls the cuts disproportionate.
They proposed an average of 8% cuts in discretionary funding across all areas, but the cuts in international relief and development assistance range from 41 to 67%.
The budget measure would deny roughly 18 million people life-saving physical and spiritual help.
U.S. government funding allows us to be in a number of countries that we might not be in if we didn't have that resource. Sharing the good news of Jesus Christ and working with local churches, helping to build their capacity, all of that would be curtailed, if not shut down completely, in those areas where we're highly dependent on this resource to be there.
What can you do besides praying?
Talk to your senators about the good that some foreign assistance does for the world's poor.
Meanwhile, a mob of Muslim extremists attacked a group of Christian college students in Ethiopia. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports the 17 students were on a short-term mission trip in Oma Village. They were handing out Bibles and talking to Muslims when one angry villager riled up a mob. The extremists threw stones at the students and beat them with rods. Militia tried to step in but were overwhelmed. Pray for healing and for the extremists to read the Bibles and come to Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. 2 weeks ago, we discussed trafficking in Guatemala, but we didn't mention another blaring issue, domestic abuse. Corby Dukes with Kids Alive International says it's widespread in the country.
Poverty, desperation, loss of hope, absolutely a lack of Christ leads to abuse.
The Kids Alive home, The Oasis, takes girls out of threatening situations. Girls, usually around 4 to 7, come in traumatized. Trust is difficult, but over a slow process of one-on-one care, girls often open up to the gospel.
There's just no better model of the gospel for a child who's been given the worst to say they want the best for their abuser.
You can help these girls through sponsorship or a trip. There's information at our website. However you help.
The Christian community cannot stay silent about abuse, because when somebody's abusing a kid, Jesus says, it's as if they're abusing me.
Next, videos, a website, a slogan, and a passion for the lost and hurting. That encompasses I Am Second. It's a campaign born out of E3 Partners' passion for lost souls and a desire to see more people turn to Christ. It started last year in Dallas, Texas. Now it's global. E3's John Humphrey says the slogan, I Am Second, makes people curious.
That's the first step in drawing them deeper into a relationship with Jesus Christ. And on the website, they can be drawn deeper into an explanation of the gospel, how to connect with local churches, how to connect with local groups.
I Am Second's study curriculum is being used by young people, high school students included.
They've gone ahead and contacted friends at other high schools to start other groups. And the same thing at the college level. We actually have college students who are doing road trips on their own to other campuses to go ahead and put on an I Am Second training.
Professional athletes, musicians, movie stars, and average people share Jesus at IamSecond.com. And it's finally March, which means it's time to announce the winner for February's free short-term mission trip contest. Congratulations to Lois from Pennsylvania, who will get to go on a paid mission trip with Buckner International.
I'm so excited. I guess I keep waiting for a cat.
No catch, though. Lois will board a plane for the first time to go to Guatemala, Peru, or Mexico. She hopes to take her daughter. Pray for their time. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about any of today's stories, just call us 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with onenewsnow.com. You can go there to not only find Mission Network News, but other news from a Christian worldview. That's onenewsnow.com. I'm Greg Yoder.